This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 461, recorded Thursday, October 24th, 2019, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Dum-dee-dum-dum. And I have no idea why I feel compelled every time to go dum-dee-dum-dum.
It adds to the atmosphere.
There's atmosphere.
Yes, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, we are recording on a Thursday because Jerry was so tired during last week's episode, as he mentioned, that he slept through an entire week.
I really thought today was Wednesday.
Today's Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday.
Okay. I worked all weekend. The days seem to have no meaning anymore.
I'm sorry.
Yesterday I thought it was a Tuesday. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Then why was I sending you messages? Jerry, where are you?
I don't know. I didn't see them until today.
Okay. I'm worried about you. You need to take a vacation.
I do.
Do you have one planned for the future?
I have a magic show planned for tomorrow night and an air show planned for Saturday. I'm not performing either one of them. I am attending.
It would be extra fun if you were actually going to perform in one of them.
Yes.
What's the best way to describe the current situation? I'm going to a comedy show on Saturday night.
That's cool.
And I found out that that work thing that I've been holding back my time off for is not going to happen until next year. So I am trying to use up the rest of my time off in 2019. So I just finished planning a trip to San Francisco.
Ooh.
For 48 hours.
That's probably about as long as I could put up with it.
Well, it's interesting. Right after I found out that I am not going somewhere for work until next year, I got an email that there was an event that was being scheduled for next month in San Francisco. So I seem to be planning my vacations based on where there are interesting events to attend.
There are worse things to plan your vacations around.
Well, I just have trouble picking places to go. If I'm going to a thing, then I can sort of say, okay, I will see the city and I'll go to the thing. And since I've been to San Francisco, I don't need 3 days there. One day will suffice. And then, so I have 3 days, one part of a day for going around San Francisco, 2 days for the event. And then after the event, I fly back on the red eye and arrive back into New York the following morning.
Cool. Are you going to tell us what the event is, or is it? Is it private and personal?
No, I go to, it's not a personal, I'm saying it's like a conference type of event, not like a wedding or otherwise. Although I was just invited to a wedding. Not mine, but I didn't want to start any rumors, so I felt I should say that. I remain faithfully committed to Android Buffet.
I was not going to accuse you of cheating.
Okay. Just saying, not going there. But as I said, I have trouble picking things, so I picked an event where I know people who are attending. So I'll have people to hang out with, rather than being alone in a strange city. Which I've done too, but it's more fun if you know people. So, anyway, let me think. What else is going on? Trying to think of anything relevant, because, you know, I'm thrown off by this Thursday vibe.
I'm telling you, man, it feels like Wednesday to me.
I know, but I'm saying that I was so, you know, ready to go last night, and, you know, today I feel like I'm not as ready to go, so please forgive me.
Okay, I forgive you.
No, I'm saying
not a problem. Forgiveness is in my heart.
Yes. I am also endlessly forgiving. So, other than that, this coming weekend, I'm going to St. Louis. I'm actually attending WordCamp.
WordCamp? Like WordPress camp?
Yes, it's the national
WordCamp. Or learn how to spell camp.
No, this is WordPress camp. And so it is WordCamp US. And normally I would not be caught dead at a WordCamp. Not because I don't like WordPress, because I do use it. It runs Android Buffet. And not because I don't like talking to other people. But I have never had fun at a WordCamp. So I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised and somebody talked me into attending this one. And if I am not pleasantly surprised, then I intend to see the St. Louis Arch and other St. Louis I'm sure there's something else to see in St. Louis that's famous. There's
I'm sure.
There's the World Chess Federation Museum.
Ooh. Home of the world's largest pawn?
I don't know, but that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I've seen some pretty big pawns. You know, some of the restaurants that I've been to have like outdoor chess games.
Have you ever been a pawn in a game of human chess?
No. I'm sure I have been a pawn in the game of life, though.
Aren't we all a pawn in the game of life?
Not all of us.
Interesting statement, but either way, I don't know if I will get to the chess museum, but it is my backup in the event that I don't enjoy the event. But someone talked me into it. And I've never been to St. Louis, so.
St. Louis is cool.
There's an arch.
There is. And it's autumn, so it's cool.
Okay. I'll tell you whether or not I enjoy it, but that's not this weekend, that's next weekend. This weekend is comedy. Yes, I'm going to an event called Latkes and Laughs. That's where they.
I'm sorry. It's called what?
Latkes and Laughs. It's where they feed you potato pancakes while you laugh at comedians.
Sounds like fun.
It's dinner and a show.
Sure.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. Nothing else is going on that's exciting that I know of. So we have some exciting Android and other news. I would ask you what you've been doing, but you just told me you've spent the entire weekend working. So we'll see.
Yes, I do that.
Yeah, I work on the weekends sometimes too.
Seems like here lately I've spent more weekends working than not working.
I sympathize. It happens to all of us at some point. I've been trying very hard not to work outside of work, but I keep failing. So if you wanted to solve your problem of not being able to separate work and home by going into a virtual reality fantasy land, you can no longer do that with your Pixel 4.
Oh, no.
Because
Daydream VR is going away on the Pixel 4.
Yes, and Daydream VR in general has been discontinued.
Tis sad.
Well, I don't know. I always, I like the idea of I have one of those, like, you know, the Google Cardboard thing, and I thought that was a very good and simple idea. But VR itself, has never really caught on. For very long. It's been a fad, then it goes away, then it's a fad again. Maybe they're better off with AR, where they overlay fantasy on top of reality.
Sure.
We'll see. I'm waiting for, you know, being able to put on glasses and then being instantly told who everybody I'm walking around is. I can never remember people's names.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have trouble associating with faces. That's why I like going to conferences, because people put name tags on. Then I know who they are.
Yes.
So there is a good article about discussing why Google dropped the fingerprint sensor on their latest phone and why it might not be a good idea.
I would agree. Not a good idea.
I like my fingerprint sensor, and I don't like the idea of staring into my phone in order to unlock it.
Right. And
I suppose I could always try, you know, voice print. Do we have phones that can recognize my voice as my passport? Verify me.
Oh, check it out. A Sneakers reference.
I love that movie. It's a classic.
Yep. Yes, it is.
And it has Ben Kingsley in it as a bad guy. How often do you get that?
Well, was he the bad guy, though?
Somewhat.
He was certainly not. At the time the movie was made, he was intended to be the bad guy. Now I look at him as maybe he's the good guy.
I'm more going to say that he was not a simple black and white bad guy.
Right.
I'm going to say he was the bad guy in the sense that he wanted to send his old friend to prison.
Well, that's just plain revenge.
That's the bad guy part. The fact that his motives were complicated doesn't alleviate the fact that he wanted to do something that was essentially petty revenge.
Anyway, good reference.
Yes. Now I want to rewatch that movie. I have a copy around here somewhere. Anyway, the Pixel 4 will get Android updates and patches until October of 2022.
That's nice.
That's comforting. If you like the astrophotography mode that was advertised, it will be coming to the Pixel 3 and 3A. I don't know if it'll be coming to anything else, but people often get the APKs and hack them to work on other devices, so you never know. If it doesn't require a special chip and it just requires special software, then it is possible it can be used on something else. What do you think about computational photography?
I'm fuzzy on it. So pure photographers are going to be upset about it, and I can understand and respect that. I think for the vast majority of people, it's an excellent, excellent, excellent thing because, yeah, great.
Okay, and the NDK R21, which was the first long-term support release of the native development kit, has actually been released.
Wow.
Long-term support is good.
And I can't remember the last time we had a native development kit.
Why not? When was the last time we had a native development kit?
See, neither can you!
Well, I'm wondering, does it say in the article? Let's see. It probably doesn't say. But again...
I mean, they probably release an NDK every time they release an SDK. So...
Yeah, well, they're up to number 21, which suggests they've been going for a while. But again, this is the first time that they've changed their release cycle to have a annual long-term support release and then a rolling release during the rest of the year, which is, again, a little more predictable for people.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pixel 4 will also use frequent faces to focus on people you often photograph. I, again, continue to like this sort of this photography focus.
Yeah.
I want to take more pictures. I was looking at those pictures taken by Annie Leibovitz that were advertised during the Google event.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I should get one of those funny phone stands that you hold with two hands. Do you think that would help me take better pictures?
The funny phone stands that you hold with two hands?
Yeah. Didn't you see that?
No.
Well, in the show notes further on is, of course, a link to the Annie Leibovitz photos that she took with a Pixel.
Yes.
Annie Leibovitz being a legendary photographer.
Right.
And you can see in one of the pictures that she is holding a phone inside like a a holder of some sort.
Ah.
While taking a picture of a woman with purple hair and ripped jeans.
Oh.
About halfway down the page. Apparently that individual is soccer player Megan Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
I don't follow soccer. I'm sorry. I apologize to...
She played in the U.S. Women, or the U.S. women's soccer team.
The one everybody women's. Was talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I told you I'm bad with associating names and faces. But again, in that picture, there, she is holding a device that she has.
I don't think it will help you. Unless you're really shaky, I don't think it will help.
I don't know. I have a handle that I put my phone on when I don't want to drop it out the window.
Ah.
And after the trip to San Diego, I got myself a alternate case that I can slip on that has a wrist strap because I was, again, afraid of dropping the phone out the window while on a tour bus. When you're on an open-sided hop-on, hop-off bus going at 60 miles per hour over the Coronado Bridge, you're worried you're going to drop your phone out the window while trying to take pictures of the water.
Sure.
So I'd like to not do that. I haven't finished paying for the phone yet. And I gather that if you drop the phone out the window, they still make you pay for it.
One would imagine.
Yeah. So if you have a G Suite account that's active on your Pixel 4, even if it is not your primary account, you cannot use the new version of Assistant. Why is it the paying customers are always out of luck?
Well, we've discussed this before, and we know the answer.
It's a rhetorical question. I know we know the answer. I'm just bringing it up again because it's disappointing.
I understand.
Yeah. If you use Dataly, which was a Google data monitoring application, it is now removed from the Play Store. So I was using this to try to figure out where my data usage was.
Mm-hmm.
I was not using it to control my data usage because I'm willing to accept my data usage is what my data usage is.
Right.
So I used it more to try to monitor so I could change my behavior than to actually stop me. So I was forced to switch to a different application. Which, what is that thing called? It's My Something. My Data. I am using My Data Something. Where's the name of this thing? It just says My Data and then it trails off the screen because the title is too long for me to... See, 1 second, I'll find it. My Data Manager by Mobidia Technology. I'm not sure if this is the best app, but it seems to give me some useful information. Namely, it is telling me that it seems to match up closely with the Google Fi monitor, which doesn't tell me what the app it is, but tells me how much I've used.
Yep.
So my cycle just started, and it is advising me that I used 51.1 megabytes today.
Oh, no.
Yes, 28.6 of those were maps because I had to drive somebody to the airport.
Huh.
See, the depressing thing about maps is I really know how to get to the airport, but I really just want to see the traffic.
Well, then download the maps.
But that doesn't tell me about the traffic.
Right, but it'll save you the downloading of the map tiles.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's good to know. Okay.
You'll still get traffic updates, but you don't have to download the actual tiles.
Okay, it says that I do have local maps here, and then apparently I have I guess maybe I need to expand my local map distance. How big is local? Oh, that explains it. Because I spent some time out of town a few weeks ago, the reason why it's downloading maps is it thinks that local is where I was for 4 weeks. Anyway, that explains something that I will have to deal with.
Well, there you go.
So, as I... worry about that later. I'm sorry that was bothering me. But thank you for the information. That explains why it was downloading them.
Excellent. I was useful.
It thought that I live somewhere else. So moving along, that's one thing. But also apparently I do a lot of web browsing when I'm sitting around because that's when I read. Outlook now supports actionable messages.
Oh, no. I don't know why. It just seemed like an appropriate response.
And apparently Google Maps is testing a feature where they can notify you if your taxi goes off route in order to protect you.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting use case, though. But what if your taxi is just trying to take a shortcut?
If the shortcut is not Google approved, then it's probably not a shortcut.
Why does a shortcut have to be Google approved?
Because Google knows the best shortcuts.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Although it appears that this feature was originally designed and intended for an Indian audience.
Yeah, but why shouldn't I have it?
Because you're not Indian. You don't live in India.
Are you telling me that I can't be worried that a taxi driver will try to cheat me?
In India.
I have to be in India to be worried about dishonest taxi drivers? I understand this may be a bigger problem in India, if they rolled it out there because it was a problem that they had, but that doesn't mean it can't be a problem I have.
Right, which is why they are rolling it out to other countries.
Although I've noticed lately, most drivers I see are actually using navigation and are not actually making their own decisions about where to go.
Which makes sense, because as a taxi driver, you probably know all of the roads really well, but the thing that you don't know is where are the accidents?
Where are the accidents? That's what I want to know. I told you that. That's the thing
I'm trying to know. Google knows that.
They do?
Yes, they do. Google knows.
Okay.
Google knows. I'm sure that's a song.
Is it? That'd be an interesting song.
If it's not, it should be.
Okay. Google Nest has debuted home routines and device access APIs. I'm not sure if you caught this whole thing.
No.
So Nest being a home automation thing, which we talk about now.
Yes.
They get rid of Works with Nest, which was their integration feature. Now they have home routines, which allow Nest products to trigger partner product actions based on situations. And device access, which allows developers to deeply integrate their product with others. Now, the problem with this is, again, in order to get access to this, you need to pass third-party security checks.
Yes.
So that sort of eliminates hobbyists. So if I wanted to integrate my Nest thermostat myself, I don't know if I can get it my own device, which always seems to be a security hole in these things. They want to prevent unauthorized people, but they won't let me be the authorized person and it's my device.
Seems a little wacky to me. Just saying.
Why? It's perfectly understandable why they're doing it. The fact that I don't like it is a problem. But as you've said in the past, I am not necessarily the person that they're thinking about in these cases.
No, but I think Home Assistant in general probably has a large enough footprint that they know about it.
Well, it isn't just Home Assistant. I'm just saying that there are many interesting things that you should be able to do with your own device. So I wouldn't complain about some sort of local control thing that was tied to only being accessible directly on your local network. But then again, if something compromised your local network, it would be able to get at that.
Right.
So we're back to, you still need some sort of security.
Yep.
So let's see what else here. Nest Aware can now use smart speakers and displays to listen for smoke and CO2 alarms.
Didn't we discuss this already?
Not that I'm aware of. Did we?
I think so.
Okay.
But, it's Thursday. Cool. It's a great idea.
No, I know a lot of devices go and say that they can listen for alarms. Mm-hmm. But this is Nest Aware, which is their security product, using all of your speakers and displays to do it.
Oh.
Also, I think we might have talked about it for... I think we might have discussed it for Amazon, not for Nest. It's an arms race.
Yes. It is an arms race.
Yeah. Chrome has rolled out new protections preventing password and data theft. So cookies and passwords can only be accessed by processes related to the corresponding site. And it supports isolation of sensitive resource types, but however, it eats up more RAM. Protection doesn't come cheap.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. I've stopped using Chrome for most of my activities. On the desktop and mobile. Precisely for reasons like this. But, yeah. I get it. I understand why they're doing it.
I am still a fan of Chrome, but I also happen to be a primary Firefox user.
As am I.
Let's see what else. Yahoo is deleting all content that was ever posted to Yahoo groups. So yet another service is shutting down.
Wow. There's a lot of stuff in Yahoo groups.
Although, if you make a request now, it may take them a little while, but they will eventually send you your data. At least they're not getting rid of it. They're letting you request it.
Well, they will get rid of it.
No, I'm saying at least they're not just getting rid of it.
Right.
You can, apparently, I didn't know this, there's a new one, but I didn't realize that you can now start a new Google Doc by going to the website doc.new. Or for sheets, sheet.new. For slides, slide.new. Forms, form.new. Sites, site.new. Or now Google Keep Notes, keep.new.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's
new.
New?
Yeah. It's new.
Wow. And there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And apparently plurals and unabbreviateds works as well.
Yeah. Redirects are good.
Wow. That's... useful. I wonder if it's working through DNS or if it's in the browser.
I thought it was DNS, but there's an easy way to check. Well,
if it's DNS, then it would have to be in, like, if I did that in, say, Firefox.
I'm in Firefox. It worked. It's a top-level domain that they actually bought. If you're willing to pay enough for a top-level domain, you can have that, too.
Cool.
Well, they also bought .google, and I forget what else they have. I think are they the ones who did .dev or .app or one of those?
I believe they have .dev.
Yep. See? I wonder if I can afford a .dev.
They're so expensive.
Then I can't. I'm not willing to pay more than $10 for a domain.
I think they're closer to $120 a year. They're expensive.
That is
stupid expensive.
That is not why I am not willing to pay for them. But let's see what else. Oh, yes. Google Clips is dead. Clips was the thing that you would attach to you and it would just take pictures randomly and try to figure out when it was a good time to take a picture.
Interesting. So it didn't work out?
Regrettably. It was an interesting idea, but I think the creepiness factor of it was a little high. That you have a device that's, you know, it's sort of like tying yourself to a surveillance camera.
Right.
Now, that's the same idea as somebody who's wearing a body cam. But usually the people who wear body cams are police officers, and you sort of know they are.
Yep.
So I also added to the show notes the link of Annie Leibovitz's photos with a Pixel, just showing if you know what you're doing, it doesn't matter whether you have a digital SLR or you have a cell phone, you can take great pictures.
Yes. Modern phones have great cameras now.
Yes. I'm also giving credit to the talent.
Sure.
You can't discount talent. What if a person who had no talent had a $1,000 camera? Would that make their pictures better?
Better than...
the same person with no talent.
A person, Yeah, better than a no talent person with a $5 camera?
But you understand my
Probably,
point.
but yeah. She could probably take great pictures with a pinhole camera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you give a great artist great tools and you get great results.
I'm agreeing with that. And finally, if you care, Google is combining your Gmail and your Google account profile photos, so they will no longer be separate things.
Interesting.
They've tried this before when they did the whole Google Plus thing.
Yeah.
Why does Google keep on doing things that complicate my life and then try to uncomplicate it and then recomplicate it again?
Because if they do nothing, then it looks like they're doing nothing. Although sometimes I think doing nothing is the right thing to do.
I'm trying to think about that. Doing nothing is the right thing to do. Okay.
Sometimes.
So that brings us to the end of the notes that I took. I would have asked you a moment there if you had done any interesting projects this week, but you told me that you were very busy. So my guess is no.
Here lately, my day job has been sucking up all of my time. My day job and the trucking business, but yes.
My day job has not been sucking up all of my time, but it has been sucking up a lot of my energy. So some of the time after I'm finished doing it, I do not feel like doing very much.
I understand.
I'm working on it. I think I'm starting to get a hold on my lifestyle, but that's only because now I'm not waiting for a looming departure from the country in the next few weeks. I get to wait till January for that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Winter in Eastern Europe. Yay. That's what everybody. Yeah, somebody came to me. Oh, you're going. That I've never been there. It sounds interesting. What? Maybe I'll come and see you while you're there. I'm going in January. Never mind.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little cold there.
It'll be cold here. New York in January is often cold as well.
Yes.
Anyway,
What are your temperatures looking like now?
right now, 55. It was in the 60s part of the day.
It's starting to get cold here. We're about mid-70s right now.
Well, I'm trying to think. 70s is cold for you, or 70s is average for you?
Cold.
Okay. Well, it was in the 30s 2 weeks ago one morning.
See, that's just inhumane.
No, you should see what's below 30. You know, it's been snowing and apparently this year in Colorado already.
So is this where I say so much for global warning, warming?
Well, remember, it's climate change. So if you tip the scale in one direction, it's going to tip in the other direction. So
Yes, of course.
I'm going to think of it as a scale. So places that were cold will get colder, places that are hot may get hotter, and places that it'll just go all around. And I am saying this as somebody who is not a climate scientist. So I am
You know, almost nobody is.
Yeah, I'm just more saying that I am oversimplifying the situation. But I'm going to
Yeah.
say I am at least as qualified as Bill Nye the Science Guy to talk about it.
It's on
Yeah, well, I'm more saying that he's probably read about it, and I've read about it. He may have read more than me, but neither of us are professional climate scientists or studied it professionally.
That is true.
Now, on the other hand, I've studied a lot of things that I know a lot about that I do not have a degree in. So the fact that I am poking a little fun at Bill Nye the Science Guy does not mean that he probably doesn't know a lot about climate change, being as he's probably researched the matter. So, like me, he may be a gifted amateur in many areas. For example, I am a gifted amateur Android enthusiast.
A gifted amateur. That's a nice phrase.
Yes. I know a lot about the subject, despite the fact that I am not a professional, nor have I gone to any Android schools to learn my trade. Also, there are no Android schools that I know of.
That might be a problem.
So now that I've said all of those things, I am going to suggest that we adjourn so that you can catch up on your work so I can see you. Now, just to remind you, we do this podcast on Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send a meeting invite and or set an alarm?
Man, I don't... whatever.
You know that I'm kidding to some degree, yes. Occasionally, when I sit here waiting for you, I like to make you feel guilty for a second or two. But again, I should also feel guilty because you were so busy you don't remember what day of the week it is. So it's sort of a mixed guilt.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, until next time.
Until next week. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.